Thank you for joining us today. This is the Sub Rosa News Program. I'm Dan Dougherty. This program is being recorded on Friday, March 20th, 2026. It's being recorded and produced in Sacramento, California, the capital of the Golden State of California. So thanks for joining us. We do appreciate you taking time and either downloading this or listening to this to the various platforms where the program is distributed. Thank you very much. We truly appreciate it. Today's program is going to be a little obscure, hence the name Sub Rosa, and it has to do with profiteering by local governments by Donald Trump's current war in Iran. So just as a matter of background, I'm sure if you're listening to this program, you're well aware of what's going on in the Middle East. 3 weeks ago, tomorrow, Donald Trump started a surprise war against Iran. And some say the war was started at the behest of AIPAC or Benjamin Netanyahu, which is possible. Trump is easily played when he's flattered. And Netanyahu is a master politician, regardless of what you think of him. And AIPAC has tremendous influence in the United States. Whether people want to admit to it or not, whether they like them or loathe them, we're not going to discuss that. That's an entirely different conversation. But the fact is, 3 weeks ago tomorrow, the United States and Israel launched an attack on Iran. And there hasn't been any clear goals established by the Trump administration. And by all appearances, it sounds like the United States is going to be putting boots on the ground. So this is all developing literally as we record this. But there is one thing that has happened. And if you filled up your car in the last few weeks, you've seen the price of gasoline has escalated quickly. For example, where I get my local gas, my fuel-efficient Toyota, I noticed on January 5th of this year, a gallon of gasoline was $3.49 a gallon. Now, I know in other parts of the country, that's really high. But for California and the Sacramento market, that was actually very low. And on a whim, I recorded it and put it on a YouTube short just to say, prices are low. Now, I was really surprised. So along comes the invasion of Iraq. And even before oil markets opened that Monday morning, the prices almost doubled in that time. They had been hovering for the last several months pre-war at about $60 a gallon. And of course, right after the war started, the barrel of various barrels, be it West Texas Intermediate or Brent, it went up to $120. Now, today they're trading between $95 and $100 a barrel, but that's still a substantial increase since the pre-war days where this particular commodity was trading at about $60 a barrel. So everybody's been hit by the high price of gasoline. And it's going to, if this war continues and the flow of oil stops, there's going to be consequences worldwide. It just goes without saying almost. But what I want to discuss today is kind of a real deep subject, and I'm not going to get too deep in the weeds with numbers, but basically local governments are going to be benefiting from this war. And let me explain how. When you go buy your gallon of gasoline, fill up your car, your truck, or whatever your motor vehicle is at the gasoline station, you are paying taxes. Now, some of these taxes are flat taxes. You know, there's a federal and state excise taxes that are flat. They're on a per gallon basis. So like in California, a few years ago, we added, much to the consternation of many people in anti-tax groups, about a 50 cent a gallon excise tax on a gallon of gasoline. And this was to fund long neglected transportation projects throughout the state of California. It's still on there. Every time gas spikes, you'll hear calls from Republicans, some Democrats, but mostly Republicans, to temporarily suspend that gas to give relief to motorists and consumers. It usually never goes any place in the state of California, but like clockwork, it happens. But there's another more insidious part of the sales taxes that most people, and let me correct myself, these taxes, we'll get to the sales tax, is that there are sales taxes on a gallon of gasoline. And I'm going to use the example of Elk Grove, California. Elk Grove is a large suburb of Sacramento. It has about 180,000 people. In the next 20 years or so, it's expected to get about 250,000 of people. It's a leafy suburb, not much industry, a lot of homes, a lot of retail, and a lot of cars. So about 2 years ago, the city of Elk Grove put on the ballot, and it was approved by voters, a 1% sales tax on all consumer purchases within the city of Elk Grove. And that's on everything except for food, groceries. In California, groceries are not taxed. So if you go buy a new car, say $20,000, you got an extra 1% tax you're paying on this. Personally, I don't like sales tax increases because they're regressive and penalize poor people and working families. The rich can absorb it, not so much people that are lower income. And eventually, people are getting nickel and dimed with all these taxes, particularly low-wage earners. It's just a regressive tax. There's just no two ways about it. Getting back to the sales tax, it was approved by voters, and every purchase, even gasoline, you have a 1% tax that you're paying to the city of Elk Grove. Now, the other day, I ran some numbers, and I got these numbers, and my computations are based on information from the state of California. And I won't get knee-deep into the numbers because it's hard to portray in audio, for one thing. But suffice it to say, based on average daily consumption of gasoline in the city of Elk Grove, purchased gasoline, that is, based on figures from the state of California, there is about $4,000 extra dollars being collected on a daily basis in Elk Grove because of this price jump. In this case, and I use the case that I illustrated earlier, going from $3.49 a gallon, and it actually, when I recorded it a couple days ago, was $3.19 a gallon. So the city is basically profiting off this price increase. You're paying more at the pump, and the city's collecting more money. Now, coincidentally, I was watching the Elk Grove City Council meeting a few weeks ago, and they did a mid-year budget review. And their mid-year budget review, their Measure E funds, and that was the sales tax increase, showed that they, being the city, was generating more revenue than budgeted. From their perspective, that's great. What that tells me, though, is this inflation is driving that number higher. When Elk Grove starts reviewing their budget for next year, based on going from $3.49 a gallon, and those are conservative numbers because prices tend to be a lot higher than that in California. That was a really good price. You might find a similar price at Costco, maybe even a couple cents cheaper, but a lot of places they're much higher. But I use conservative figures. And based on the calculations, based on information I received from the state of California, that would amount to about, it on a monthly basis, just if they stay at $5.29 a gallon, the city's going to collect an extra $60,000 a month in revenues. So oddly, they have a really weird incentive from a budget point of view to see this war continue. In fact, there's probably somebody, some politician at City Hall or in your local City Hall, and we'll get to that in a few minutes, that's probably savoring this. This is more money for a city's budget, and depending on your municipality and the nature of your politicians, there's nothing more that they love to have extra revenue. It's kind of like monopoly money to them. They can spend it as they see fit for their own projects to enable their political career. So if these prices stay the same, and even if they escalate, the city of Elk Grove is going to generate about $600,000 in extra revenue over a 12-month period. Now, I realize commodity prices go up and down, and the war could end tomorrow. I don't think it will, but any number of events could happen. But if we look at Trump's record and how this war is escalating, it's probably a fairly good bet for the next couple months, gases are going to stay the same, and they might even increase. So this is going to be a bonanza for the city of the local government of Elk Grove. So they have a real weird incentive to hope this war drags on so they can get more money in the city coffers. Now, I understand not everybody that's going to be listening to this lives in California, much less the Sacramento area or Elk Grove, California. So I decided to take a look at some other states and how they handle it. The first state I looked at, and I looked at highly populated states that were maybe politically different than California. The first state I looked at was Texas. And by law in Texas, municipalities cannot levy either a flat per gallon charge on gasoline or a sales tax that varies with the price based on a percentage. So in a very peculiar way, Texas, in this one narrow regard, has a more progressive gasoline tax system than California. I wouldn't say that this is not an endorsement of the politics in the state of Texas, but it is a fact that they do not have a percentage sales tax on gasoline. So that does help lower income motorists. Florida, another red state, no fan of Governor Ron DeSantis either, they have kind of a hybrid system. Their system in Florida allows some municipalities to place a flat tax, not a percentage tax, on gasoline. So a municipality may be able to tack on, say, a 1 or 2 cent per gallon surcharge. It's fairer than what is happening in some municipalities in California. Now, the other two large states we looked at were Illinois and New York. And in New York, they have a system where there is a cent per gallon cap that some municipalities can place a percentage of a sales tax percentage on a gallon of gasoline. It's limited. It's not unlimited like it is in California. So it's a little bit fairer, I guess, than California's. But they can add a cent per gallon or a percentage. It's a little bit better than California's, but local governments there could be profiting from the war. And finally, in Illinois, they also have a hybrid system. The state actually tax on 6.25% sales tax on every gallon. So as the price goes up, the revenue is going to increase. And 1.25% goes to local municipalities. The rest goes to the state. And there are some counties that do have local taxes, flat taxes. It's a per gallon. There's about a half a dozen have a levy of 4 to 8 cents a gallon. So again, as the prices increase in Illinois, consumers will be paying more at the pump because of the statewide 6.25% sales tax. And then certain counties, it's not going to make a difference because it's a per gallon basis. Now, I suppose some people could argue if gas prices really escalate in some place like Illinois and people start taking more public transit, it could have an effect on their revenue. That's very possible, and we have to acknowledge that. In a real strange way, in places like Elk Grove, California, and several other municipalities in California, there are sales taxes that are going to drive up cost to consumers, cost to motorists, when they purchase a gallon of gas. This money's going to flow into the city coffers, and it's going to enrich them, basically. Now, in fairness, I don't think most of these local politicians comprehend this, much less are sitting there rubbing their hands like Simon Legree, anticipating this blood money, if you will. But it is going to flow in there. So we're going to take a little break right now, and when we come back, I want to discuss maybe some possible solutions on how this can be addressed. Stay with us. You're listening to the Sub Rosa News Program. Thank you for staying with us. We're back. And just as a matter of clarification, I do want to give you the daily breakdown so it makes a little bit more sense about what I'm talking about in the city of Elk Grove. Using a baseline of $3.49 a gallon, the estimated daily revenue from the 1% sales tax is $4,537. A new price of $5.17 a gallon, and that was as of March 17th, would go to $6,721 per day. So that's a net increase of $2,184 a day. Tell me a politician who doesn't want to have that extra revenue flowing in, and I'll eat my beret. Seriously. Politicians love nothing more, and I don't care if you're conservative, liberal, Republican, Democrat, Green. Everybody that's in office loves to have revenue flowing in that's unexpected. It's like Christmas morning to them. So don't forget that. Now, if we're to take that over just a two-month period, that would bring in $131,000 extra dollars in a two-month period. So if this war extends from March 17th and prices remain stable at $5.17 a gallon, which is, as I noted, on the conservative side, the city of Elk Grove will bring in $131,000. At this point, you're asking, okay, so what? What can I do about it? Well, let's consider this. First of all, most of us are living our lives far from Washington, D.C. We don't have paid lobbyists. we don't have influence at the Capitol. You might be able to call your congressman or senator and lodge your dissatisfaction. But unless you're a paid lobbyist or some rich corporate type, they're not going to listen to you. You really, I mean, that's just reality. That's the way our system has been set up, and that's the way it operates today. However, with local governments, you know, there is the old saying, you can't fight City Hall. And there is a lot of truth to that. I know firsthand. But these are your local representatives. And if you go to your local representatives and look, first of all, if your city is one of these places that has sales tax that are a percentage, not a flat tax, and the city is bringing in extra revenue, bring it to the attention at a city council meeting. Email your city council members or mayors and let them know that you know about it, that you know this extra revenue is coming in. And, you know, you might want to suggest, you know, let's take Elk Grove, for example. We'll go back there because those are the numbers I threw out earlier. If they're getting $60,000 extra a month, and let's just take it out for a year, you know, it's, you know, over $700,000 extra dollars, $750,000 extra dollars. Why not suggest to them, look, at set this extra excess money aside that you didn't budget for and use it for some worthy cause. Maybe there can be more funding for homeless programs in your city. Maybe there can be some additional funding for youth programming. Perhaps that money can be donated to local food bank, because food banks, from everything I've read over the last several years, are under stress. They're under great demand. So the city's getting this extra money that they're not budgeted for. So keep that in mind. You know, look at your city budget. You may be in a city, or more specifically, you may be in a state that allows municipalities or counties to have a percentage sales tax add on to consumer purchases, including gasoline. And it's pretty easy to extrapolate how much money, how much extra money the Iran war is generating for the city coffer. And you can always pose it as a moral point too. You can equate it to blood money. Now, granted, that's a pretty extreme example, but you need to grab their attention and let them know that you are watching it. Now, the last thing I want to talk about is an example of how something like that worked here in Sacramento County. 4 years ago, there's an agency in Sacramento County called the Sacramento Transit Authority, and it's a multi-jurisdictional agency that looks after road construction and abandoned cars. It's kind of a wide-ranging authority that they have countywide. And every city, every municipality in the county has a board member. In 2022, they put a ballot measure on for a 1% sales tax increase in Sacramento County over 30 years. So it was expected, with escalating prices and inflation over this 30 years, to generate at least $8 billion. Now, the money was going to be used for a wide assortment of needs, mostly for construction of an expressway in the southeastern part of Sacramento County that would have aided real estate developers. And if you know anything about local California government, real estate developers hold great sway in this state. They just do. They contribute to the local city council members, county commissioners. So this was a kind of a sweetheart deal. And they were, you know, the yes on the measure was very well funded. The developers, business groups, construction interests, labor unions, they all got behind it. But a funny thing happened to this. An odd coalition of people got together, and really with virtually no money, a few website, some social media presence, a few lawn signs. But this coalition was, you would expect, first of all, anti-tax groups. If you're familiar with California, it was a Howard Jarvis tax group, various anti-tax people. And then they cobbled together with environmentalists who are on the other end of the political spectrum. And their objection to it wasn't the taxes so much. It was that this money was going to be used for an expressway that would have just encouraged more suburban sprawl in southeastern Sacramento County. And then a group of progressive groups like L. Sharpton's National Action Network joined in. And then you had various people who were just wary of government spending. But this odd coalition of people and groups got together over this particular issue, this 1% sales tax. And I was opposed to it because I generally oppose any regressive tax that's going to hurt working people or poor people. That's just one of my philosophical beliefs I've long held. And it got defeated. It is the short story. It went to the ballot. The proponents spend millions of dollars promoting this on TV, mailers, lawn signs. Every public official was trotted out to say how much it was needed. But this coalition of really people across the political spectrum got together and said, no, we oppose this. Now, granted, they had various differing reasons, but they did find common ground. And this is really the point of what I'm trying to make. We may not have influence in Washington, D.C. You may not have influence even in your state capital, but you can have some influence in your local government agencies, be it your city government or your county government. And I urge you, if you are in a state that has a percentage sales tax on gasoline, do a little work. Use Google Gemini. It will guide you. Trust me, that's how I found this information. It guided me to every state agency that had the information I needed. But take a few minutes, look at your local government. Budget times are coming up. Everybody has to have their new budget by July 1st. So now is the time to be looking at that and start advocating. You know, if your city's going to collect $5 or $6 million extra dollars because of war profiteering, shouldn't that money be used for humanitarian reasons? I certainly think so. This really shouldn't be blood money. And I know that's an extreme example, but if you don't tell your city council members, your county commissioners, your county supervisors what you want done with that money, it's just going to flow into the general fund and they're going to use it for their purposes. If nothing else, get it on record, because if gasoline prices continue to escalate, and it's a commodity and they may fall, I understand that. But given Trump's record of ineptness, this war I can see developing into a quagmire, and there's going to be a lot of war profiteering, not just by big oil, not just by defense contractors, but your local government is going to be profiting off of this as well. Thank you very much for listening and indulging me. My name is Dan Gowerty. This is the Sub Rosa News Program. We hope you enjoyed it. And let your friends know about it if you like it. And even if you don't like it, let them know. Thank you for listening. It's truly appreciated.